It all started back in 2003 when Tim Gruver left Los Angeles to return to his hometown and start a film festival. First step, assemble a team.
He called me up and he said, do you want to come to Wichita to produce this film festival? And I was like, what does that mean? But okay, that sounds great.
Tim came to my office repeatedly trying to get me to join the board or someone from our organization to join the board. And it took about 6 months, but he finally convinced me.
He asked me if I could plug in a DVD player, and I told him I could, and suddenly I was the tech director for a couple of years.
Lila Med O'Connor, Ann Kiefer, and Nick Pope all still work for Tallgrass. Board member Ann Kiefer says the first festival was a bit scary.
It was a new concept for Wichita, and everybody thought, why would a film festival work here?
But she says that's exactly why it did work, because they were showing films that otherwise wouldn't be. Pope is the director of programming at Tallgrass. He says founder Tim Gruver was right, that Wichita had a need.
You know, we have great art museums, and we've got all, you know, music theater and all these other things, but we never, aside from your traditional movie theater, there really wasn't anything to bring in independent film.
At Tallgrass headquarters in downtown Wichita, executive director Lila Med O'Connor looks through her name badges from the last 10 years.
I guess over the years, my role has changed. The first year, I was festival producer, I think that was the title. The second year, I was a producer. The third year, I believe I was the director. That was the year that Tim passed away.
Gruver died unexpectedly at the age of 33, just weeks before the third Tallgrass Film Festival was set to kick off. And Med O'Connor found herself in a leadership role.
I definitely think Tim's passing propelled me to want to make this happen for the city. I think his vision was so great, and it wasn't just me, it was some amazing board members and amazing staff banded together, and we knew that this show had to go on. There was really no option. This is what Tim would have wanted. This is what the city deserves. This is what the city wants.
The Tallgrass Film Festival has grown and evolved over the years. The first year, the team had to search out films. This year, they had to wade through around 700 submissions. Board member Ann Kiefer helped set up screening venues across Wichita. She says as Tallgrass grows, it brings more and more recognition to the city and more of the city to the festival goers.
I got to showcase some buildings that a lot of people had never even been inside. For instance, the Scottish Rite. There were a ton of people who had never been inside that theater. And now it's one of those regularly talked about and enjoyed theaters, and it's being utilized a lot more. And I think a lot of that's a direct result of the festival.
This year, Tallgrass will celebrate its 10th anniversary with a U.S. premiere, more than 120 films, and dozens of visiting filmmakers, a feature Med O'Connor says has been instrumental in growing the festival.
Many of them have never been to Wichita before, and they get off the plane sort of expecting one thing and then totally seeing something else. Every year, what blows me away is the comments that these people make about the city and the audiences, and they're always so overwhelmed and delighted.
They become ambassadors for Wichita, she says, and they spread the word about the vibrancy of the city and of the people who live in it.
And one thing that everyone recognizes here, and it always goes back to this, and I think this is why Tim hit the nail on the head, is the audiences here are so open and they are so willing to watch films. There's no agenda.
For KMUW, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.